a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, South Dakota. We're working on the gain on this thing. That's pretty booming. South Dakota Senate will come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Chaplain Larry Cass from the Ministerium here in Pierre and Fort Pierre, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag to match the beauty of the national anthem. Is Jordan Burke, Jordan Jones, who's from Burke, right? That's outstanding. Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, it is a privilege to come before this body on a day when we've heard a great rendition of the national anthem. We are so thankful for the youth of this state, and we pray that they will enjoy this afternoon. And Lord, now as we consider the work of this body, which is just really getting started, we pray that each senator will have the wisdom, the strength, and the courage to do what needs to be done to help our state grow. And Lord, be with all of those people who will be presenting, that they will present the very best ideas. All these things we ask in our Lord's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Begon. It wasn't that loud when they tested it this morning. Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Donnell, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Chuck Jones, Tom Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Munro, Narstrup, Amdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions. Communications at this time for our students. We have a set order of business, just like class. You need to be someplace at a correct time. And so, actually, our calendar is a little different as we start here. We have a number of individuals here who are being asked to be appointed to various positions, either by the governor or other officials. And the Senate is the only body that has the ability to then refer these to committee and do advice and consent. In other words, approve of these appointments. So it's a check and balance by the legislature over these appointments, and in this case, the Senate. Please proceed.
From the Honorable Dennis Dugard, Governor of the State of South Dakota, to the Honorable Matt Michaels, President of the Senate. Dear President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 145 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Glenna N. Fauberg, Brown County, Aberdeen, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. Also, Mr. President, I have reappointed Marilyn Hoyt, Beadle County, here in South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. Also, I have appointed Bob L. Sutton, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. Also, I have appointed Joseph Schartz, Minnehaha County, Humboldt, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. Also, I have appointed Ronald Wheeler, Lawrence County, Leeds, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. Also, I have appointed James S. Towler, Union County, Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission. Also, I have appointed Mark R. Smith, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor of the State of South Dakota. From the Office.
Do you want the Attorney General's?
From the Office of Attorney General to the Honorable Matt Michaels. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have appointed Brian Zeeb, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 2416 in the Office of the Governor, Executive Order 2012-12. I have the honor to inform you that I've appointed Brian Zeeb to the South Dakota Interstate Commission for Adult Offender Supervision. Also, I have the honor to inform you that I've appointed Don Holloway to the South Dakota Board of Pardons and Paroles. Also, I have the honor to inform you that I've appointed Greg Erlinson to the South Dakota Board of Pardons and Parole. Sincerely, Marty Jackley, Attorney General.
Thank you. The President has assigned the appointment of Glenna Fulberg to the Committee on Education. Also, Marilyn Hoyt to the Committee on Education. Also, Bob Sutton to the Committee on Education. Joseph Schwartz to the Committee of Education. Ron Wheeler to the Committee on Commerce and Energy. James Towler, Commerce and Energy. Mark Smith, Judiciary. Brian Zeeb, Judiciary. Don Holloway, Judiciary. And Greg Erlinson, Judiciary. Students, that was a beautiful rendition, filled up the Capitol, not only with your music, but with the tribute to citizens that had a dream of a future that we're living right now. And when you're old like me, maybe you could be down here. And we only do that for the liberties that are given from above, but also those who have defended those of us who are currently serving in the military and have served in the military. We'd like to thank you and your leaders and the individuals that brought you here and the time that went into that effort and your continuation of it. I understand that we have students here from Gettysburg, Miller, Bowdell, Hoven, Edmond Central, Mitchell, Pierre, Douglas, Harding County, Mobridge, and I think is that it? That's phenomenal. Thank you very, very much. Let's get them a round of applause. I'm not sure where Senator Bradford is, but Senator Bradford is actually the oldest member of the Senate. He knew Francis Scott Key personally. It was amazing. They wrote letters back and forth. It was pretty crazy. Was that true? Yeah, I thought so. We'll let him know that's what happens when he doesn't show up. Personal privileges, Senator Soholt. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, esteemed members of the Senate. You know, as we all know, in order to do this kind of public service, it really takes support from all of those that care about us so much back home. And so today, would you please join me in welcoming to the Senate gallery my husband, Jerry, my husband of 36 years. Without this support, friendship, and love, this wouldn't be possible.
Amen. I want you students to pay attention to a number of things. We have a short session today, and obviously we're going to go and listen to the Chief Justice give his State of the Judiciary address. A couple of things. Number one, notice age differences, gender differences here, men and women. And this is something that we push for, we encourage. You should be involved. One of the good ways for you to be involved and consider with your family and your teachers and talk to the pages when we break is to become a page. A number of us started that way. And I'm serious as a heart attack. I was a page. I never got the job right, so they gave me this one. But that's how a number of our interns were pages. And they'll continue that. We even have former interns who are legislators. And so it's part of the process of being involved. And don't forget, the largest political party and most influential is the apathetic party. So at the very least, get involved. And when I'm around children, I never pass up that opportunity. So thank you for listening to the sermon. Standing committees report, please. Reports of select committees, I'm sorry.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days respectfully reports that we recommend the days of the 89th legislative session be January 14th through 17th, 21st through 24th, 28th through 31st, February 4th through 7th, February 10th through 13th, 18th through 21st, 24th to 27th, March 3rd through 6th, March 10th through March 8th, 14th, and March 31st. Respectfully, Scott Munsterman, Jacqueline Tsai, Peggy Gibson, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Rabe, Jerson Frerich, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 89th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 258 respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees has been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. Respectfully, Brian Gosch, David Luss, Bernie Hunhoff, House, Corey Brown, Dan Lederman, Jason Frerich, Senate. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with full power to act respectfully reports that arrangements have been made. Respectfully submitted, Stephen Westra, Kristen Consett, Scott Parsley, House Committee, Dan Lederman, Ryan Maher, Billy Sutton, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 89th legislative session respectfully reports we have conferred with the Peer Ministerial Association and have arranged for ministers to participate on a part-time basis under the direction of Pastor Sarah Goldammer, Lutheran Memorial Church, as Chief Chaplain to serve the Senate and House as chaplains throughout the 89th session of the legislature. Respectfully, Scott Craig, Steve Hickey, Dennis Feichert, House Committee, Larry Roden, Bill Van Gerpen, Larry Lucas, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully report that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 o'clock p.m. on January 23rd and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. A short program will follow the introduction of the resolution, and at the conclusion of the service, the joint session will be dissolved. Respectfully, Hal Wicks, Scott Craig, Steve Hickey, Dennis Feichert, House Committee, Mike Valley, Phyllis Heineman, Jim Bradford, Senate Committee.
Yesterday, these committees were appointed. For those who are listening on the internet and those youth here, so those committees were reported out today. In other words, they really officially met and have handled all of these housekeeping issues. There are committees of people from both the Senate and the House, so they're called Joint Select Committees. And again, they're for our organizational purposes. And now we're off to messages. These are messages from the House. Okay, so unless there's an objection, we'll just put these into the record and waive the reading. They're reciprocal. They're the reverse, if you will, of the Joint Selects that we just read for the Senate. Hearing none, we'll submit those to the journal. We have no motions and resolutions. And we're on to first reading of Senate bills. Right down here, for the students that can see this, we have a number of bills that have been filed. We're just getting off going. And these bills here are jacketed. You can see in the Senate, they're yellow. In the House, they're blue. And in the Senate, these are read here under our Constitution. They need to be read twice. This first time when they're introduced, and then assignment to a committee. And it'll look strange because we have quite a few and we're just going to have them read it all at the same time. But it was before there were computers. Our Constitution said you had to read each one so that people following 100 and some years ago would be sitting up there and following what bill number was assigned to what committee so that they could go and support it, object to it, amend it, do what's necessary to make it better law or not to pass it. So we've got computers. We have computers. So we just jump through that. And the minute we've got this online, we can take care of that. But we still have to adhere to the Constitution. So they'll all be reading at the same time, which is going to happen right now. First reading.
Senate Bill 6, an act to establish the crime of committing certain acts of domestic abuse in the presence of minor child. Senate Bill 21, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the collection and setting of 24/7 sobriety program fees and regarding the monitoring of ignition interlock testing. Senate Bill 22, an act to authorize the issuance of citations for certain livestock inspection violations. Senate Bill 23, an act to revise certain provisions relating to deceptive trade practices, including unordered property or services, lodging reservation and cancellation, violation penalties, attorney's fees, entry rights for landlords and tenants, debit card theft, and organized retail crime. Senate Bill 25, an act to establish the procedure to forfeit personal property in child pornography, human trafficking, child solicitation or exploitation cases, and to direct money from the forfeitures. Senate Bill 26, an act to establish certain electronic crime victim notification procedures. Senate Bill 39, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of certain open containers of alcoholic beverages. Senate Bill 46, an act to revise certain provisions regarding animal welfare and to provide a felony penalty for cruelty to animals. Senate Bill 54, an act to revise the definition of a boat dealer, used vehicle dealer, and dealer of mobile homes or manufactured homes, and to revise certain penalties for selling motor vehicles, snowmobiles, mobile homes, manufactured homes, or boats without a license. Senate Bill 59, an act to increase the penalty for trafficking of vehicle license plates and decals, to prohibit and provide a penalty for the unauthorized transfer of a vehicle license plate or decal, and to impose a penalty for altering or forging certain vehicle registration cards. Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the titling and licensing of boats and motor vehicles, and to establish certain penalties for violation of those provisions.
Thank you very much. The President announces the following assignments to Appropriations: Senate Bill 37, 38, and 53 to Commerce, Senate Bills 45, 47, 48, 49, 50, and 52 to Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 44, State Affairs 51, Taxation 55, 56, and 57, Transportation 58, 61, assigned to Retirement Law, Senate Bills 40, 41, 42, 43, bills read but yet to be assigned, Senate Bills 6, 21, 22, 23, 25, 26, 39, 46, 54, 59, and 60. That's today's business announcements. Good afternoon, Senator Peters.
Good afternoon. Say Appropriations met all day this morning. We listened to the FY14 budget. Tomorrow we are going to listen to the FY15 major changes budget. We start at 8 and go till noon. So thank you, Mr. President.
0800. Senator Teason, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee of the Senate will meet for an organizational session at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
0900. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education will begin with an organizational meeting tomorrow morning at 8, and Dr. Melody Schopp will be with us from the Department of Education.
Thank you. Senator Holeen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy tomorrow at 10 o'clock, briefing from the DLR.
Mr. President?
Senator Krebs, hi.
Senate Agricultural Committee meeting, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Any other announcements? Senator Bogolka.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are several social events tonight. The Rural Water at the Ramkota, and the governor and the staff out at the Buf 34. There's another one that didn't make it on your calendar, and it's the South Coast Stock Growers are going to be at the American Legion Cabin on the end of Main Street from 6 until 9 p.m., so you can stop out there maybe later. So, and they will have sandwiches. I think it'll be beef and cookies, and so they all welcome you all to come.
Going out on a limb. Any other announcements? Okay, Madam Secretary.
Senator Bradford moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Welcome back. Just in time to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. You may stay. Motion carried.